Easy Kill by Lynn Anderson. Read by Sally Armstrong. To Detective Inspector Bill Mitchell. Chapter 1. The car was flash and looked brand new. As it pulled up, the near side window whirred down.
Hey, you!
The vehicle had drawn up in the darkest part of the street, avoiding the improved visibility of the safe zone. Better lighting and multiple cameras made the punters nervous. A hand appeared, waving money at her. Still, Terry hesitated.
Are you fucking working or not?
Terry took her time approaching, trying to get a look at the man before she committed. She preferred regulars. She knew what they wanted. She knew they would pay. She was near the car now. Terry stumbled, her ankle going over on one high heel.
Careful, he called,
suddenly solicitous. Terry bent to look in. The guy's face was in shadow, but he looked harmless enough. 3 £20 notes sat on the passenger seat. When she opened the door, he scooped up the money, freeing the seat for her. There's an alley further along, said Terry, indicating an opening a few yards ahead. The man pulled away from the curb, swiftly and purposefully, throwing a quick glance at a nearby camera.
Not around here. I like my privacy.
He dropped the money in her lap.
What does that buy?
Terry told him, keeping to the normal rates, not telling any lies in case he was testing her. If he was a regular punter, he would know anyway. He nodded, seemingly satisfied. The city lights flowed past in a blood-streaked blur. They were heading out of the centre. Despite her misgivings at leaving the zone, Terry felt her body relax, soothed by the combination of Valium she'd taken before coming out and the stuffy heat inside the car. You'll have to take me back afterwards, she said. He didn't react, his profile impassive. I have to get back, Terry insisted, imagining being thrown out miles away.
One fucking night not enough for you,
he smiled, but not at her.
You need how many? 6, 10 fucks a night.
Terry tensed. Talking dirty was sometimes the foreplay. For those who could not perform, it was often the whole play.
How many?
He insisted. I have 6 regulars on a Wednesday night.
6 fucks,
he nodded to himself.
Not a problem.
They were approaching traffic lights. Terry decided if they changed to red, she would get out of the car. He zoomed through on amber. Look, she said, we don't have to go any further. There's plenty of places around here. The punch, when it came, knocked the air out of her. He put his hand back on the wheel as though nothing had happened. Terry tried to draw breath into her lungs, gasping and wheezing. Please, she whimpered, retreating as far as she could. He glanced in his rear-view mirror.
See, I need 6 fucks a night.
Now his left hand was gripping her exposed thigh. She yelped.
See, I need 6 fucks a night.
She said it quietly.
Louder.
Terry repeated it, louder this time. They were on the Kingston Bridge, crossing the River Clyde, going west. A sudden thought struck her. She was heading towards home. She'd told her mum she would visit this weekend and she wanted to keep her word. He had fallen silent, intent on the road. Terry slid her hand into her bag and felt for her phone. A spasm of fury crossed his face as a sudden drilling noise indicated an incoming text. Reaching across her, he tore the bag from her hand, lowered the window and threw it out. He took the next exit without indicating, doubling back towards the city centre. Terry kept thinking that as long as he was driving, he couldn't hurt her. She tried to compose herself and plan how to get away. She had been in difficult situations before and survived. Chapter 2. The hottest and wettest July so far on record had turned Glasgow into a warm bath. Had the skies been blue and the sun shining down on the sandstone city, its citizens would have relished this evidence of global warming. After all, it would save a trip to Spain to top up their tans. For the last week, the skies had been perpetually dark and grey, rain a semi-permanent feature in all its west coast forms,